I, Jesus, come to discourse with you, making a guest appearance here in this series of discourses by the Buddha. But I do not come as the Jesus that people see in the Christian world. I come in the fullness of the being that I am today, having attained Buddhahood after my ascension. And thus I come to discourse with you on the 12th ray, the 12th ray of rebirth. Rebirth, my beloved. For, as you have heard, the 11th ray is the ray of the initiation of giving up, being willing to let go of the old, transcending. But you see, my beloved, giving up without knowing what comes after is a necessary initiation. But it does not mean that if you give up, then automatically a new self will emerge. For what needs to happen after you have given up the old is that you, your conscious self, your sense of self is reborn. And how does that happen? It happens when you, the conscious self, accepts itself as being reborn, accepts itself as a new identity, my beloved. And this can be a difficult step for many people who have been on this spiritual path for a long time, for you are so accustomed to looking at yourself, looking at the beam in your own eye, looking for something to give up, looking for what must be surrendered. And this is necessary. It is a necessary step on the path, my beloved. For if you look at many people in the world who are so identified with their egos and so believing the lie of the ego that they do not need to give up any part of the false identity. They just need to follow the outer path, the automatic path to salvation, and then they will be guaranteed to be saved. You then, as the spiritual people, have risen beyond this level of consciousness. You are not in denial of the fact that there is a beam in your own eye, that there is something that must be seen, that must be surrendered, that must be given up before you can be free of it, my beloved. You are not in denial that you have free will, that you have used your free will to accept certain dualistic illusions, and that you must then see through them and give them up. But some of you still find it difficult to take that step of accepting that after you give up an element of the not-self, you, the conscious self, are reborn into a higher sense of identity. Yet you cannot always accept that. You cannot accept that you are born, you are reborn, that you now are a different being. And what trips you up in many cases isn't exactly your willingness to look for the beam in your own eye, your willingness to recognize that there is something that must be given up. And therefore, you are so focused on seeing the problem, of overcoming the problem, and thinking in terms of problems, that you cannot let go of the memory of who you were in the past and how you were an imperfect being, and how much you have had to give up. And therefore, you cannot always accept that now that you have given it up, you are no longer that being who had that problem before. Do you see, my beloved? When you are reborn, you become a new person, a new being in Christ. But you have free will. You cannot accept that you are a new being. You cannot accept it in your conscious mind unless you are willing to truly acknowledge that you are not the person who made the mistake or had the belief that you discovered yesterday and gave up. My beloved, if you look at my life as Jesus, I passed several initiations where I had to accept a higher identity. You can see this between the lines of the official scriptures, although some of them have indeed been taken out. Some were never even there. because the gospel writers did not have the full understanding of my being and the path to Christhood and the initiations I went through. Nevertheless, the reality is that I had several initiations where I had to accept a higher sense of identity in order to take my mission to the next level. And had I not been willing to do this, then my mission would have stalled at a certain level, and I would not have gone all the way to the ultimate end of hanging on the cross and giving up the ghost of the final limitations, thereby being resurrected. So you see, my beloved, this is the initiation that all of us have faced as we walked the path and attained our ascensions. What is the ascension, my beloved? What is the ascension process? Well, it is that you must accept that you are no longer a mortal human being. You are now an immortal spiritual being. If you cannot accept that, you cannot ascend. You might be used to thinking, based on past teachings given by us in other dispensations, that the ascension is a matter of fulfilling certain requirements. And once you have fulfilled those requirements, poof, one day you will ascend. It is not so. There are requirements to fulfill, my beloved. Certainly, that is true. But the process of ascension is not an automatic process. It is not a mechanical process. It is a creative process, which means that it involves choices that you must make. And what are the choices you make? What do I mean when I say choose life over death? Well, choose life means that you choose to accept a new identity, a new sense of self that is more than the sense of self you had before, even a second ago. So you see, my beloved, the ego wants to pervert this entire concept of the spiritual path into thinking that you walk a long path towards an ultimate goal. And the ego has two advantages of this. By making you accept that you are walking a long path, it can make you accept that the ultimate goal is far out in the future. As you indeed have had many previous students of the Ascended Masters who have believed that they would ascend, they would become the Christ only far into the future, but certainly not now, certainly not right now, right here. And you see, this is the ego trying to make the conscious self believe that it cannot simply shift its sense of identity in an instant and be the Christ in an instant. And so the other advantage that the false teachers and the ego gain from this perception is that there is this idea that there is some ultimate stage, some ultimate initiation you go through, and then you have attained some permanent state. My beloved, when this messenger first heard the concept of ascended masters, he was very skeptical of it because it was presented to him at first as if ascended masters were perfect beings and there was no more growth in the ascended realm. From his inner being, he rejected that concept, knowing that it was not true. And so only when he came to understand that even ascended masters grow and transcend our sense of self, well then could he accept that it might be a valid path that the ascended masters were presenting, leading towards the ascension. And so you see, I ascended with a certain level of Christ attainment. I have now attained the Buddhic attainment, which is higher than the Christ attainment, because I have not stood still since my ascension. I have multiplied my talents and moved forward, my beloved. But how have I done this? By allowing my sense of self to be reborn many times over. For I tell you that in order to move from the level of Christ attainment to the level of Buddhic attainment, you have to be reborn at least 10,000 times. And so you might consider that likewise, in order to move from the level of consciousness that most human beings are at on this planet to the ascended state, you have to be reborn many, many times. In fact, Saint Germain has said that in order to qualify for his ascension, he had to make 1,000,000 right decisions. What is a right decision? It is a life decision where you accept that you have been reborn into a higher sense of self. So, my beloved, is it possible to cover the gap between the lower state of consciousness that humankind are in and a Christ consciousness in one leap? No, it is not. It never has been, it never will be. But yet, nevertheless, your conscious self can, at any moment, shift its sense of identity to a higher sense of identity, to a higher sense of self. And this is indeed the process. My beloved, Paul said 2,000 years ago, I die daily, meaning that every day he allowed a part of his human self to die and was reborn into a higher sense of self. Well, I tell you that while it is good to die daily, it is far better to die many times every day, for you speed up the path. You see, my beloved, give up this idea that there is some ultimate initiation, some ultimate goal that is far out there in the future. Instead, accept the reality that the river of life is a process, an ever-moving stream of constant, ongoing, perpetual self-transcendence. It is precisely as the Buddha explained, the attempt to hold on to a particular sense of self that brings you into the consciousness of death, the consciousness of duality. In the ascendant state, you do not have a permanent, fixed sense of identity. You are constantly ascending. In fact, it might be constructive, my beloved, instead of talking about ascended masters, to talk about ascending masters. For we are constantly ascending. We are constantly being reborn into a higher sense of self. This is indeed what I represent to this earth, having taken up a position as the representative of the 12th ray of rebirth, my beloved. This is what I came to bring forth 2,000 years ago, and now in the fullness that I am now, I have taken up that position of representing this rebirth. And it is indeed the supreme opportunity for the more advanced spiritual seekers to accelerate their beings beyond a certain point where they simply shed that snakeskin of the old identity and are reborn into a new sense of self. But my beloved, in order to be fully reborn, you have to accept that you now are that new sense of self. It is not a theoretical concept that is still out there in the distance and that you might someday take on. No, it is now. It is here. It is you. This is who I am. You might have made a mistake yesterday, but if you see the mistake, see the consciousness behind it, and let it go, then you are reborn into a new self, and the self that you are today was not the self that made the mistake yesterday or 10,000 embodiments ago. And therefore, you do not need to hang on to these feelings that you had in the old sense of self. In fact, you do not even need to hold on to the memory. And this is where many of you are tripped up. For of course you can remember who you were yesterday and what you did yesterday. And some of you can even remember what you did lifetimes ago. But you see, my beloved, you are no longer that person when you have given up the consciousness that caused you to do whatever you did in the past. And therefore you must go through a period like this messenger did, that when his own ego and the false teachers were projecting a mistake into his mind, he would consciously say, "But I am no longer the self that did that. I did not do that. The self that I am now did not make that mistake. And therefore I do not need to feel guilty about it." It is no more different than when you think back to when you learned to walk. Should you feel guilty for being clumsy and falling down when you were a few months old and trying to walk? Why on earth would you feel guilty over this? So why would you feel guilty over mistakes you have made as an adult or mistakes you have made in past lifetimes? There is no constructive purpose for guilt whatsoever. It is a lower vibration, a vibration of anti-love. It is a projection of the fallen beings and of your own ego attempting to hold you back from accepting your rebirth into a new sense of identity. It serves no constructive purpose. Just let it go, my beloved. For you are more than this. There is no force in heaven whatsoever that wants to hold you back in a former sense of self. Therefore, any attempt to hold you back can only come from below, from the false teachers, from the fallen beings, from your own ego, from the mass consciousness, from other people. Wherever it comes from, it is unreal. And that which is unreal cannot affect that which is real, your conscious self. Certainly, we all understand that this is not necessarily an easy transition. I can tell you this. I can tell you this with fire in order to shake you out of your old state of consciousness. But I recognize that while you might be lifted up by my fire, you can easily go out from this environment and fall back into the old patterns. And then what happens when you fall back into the old patterns? Are you now going to think back and say, oh, I just did what Jesus told me not to do. I should feel guilty for not following Jesus' instructions. And see, then you are right back in the old momentum. But you see, my beloved, the reality here is this. Your ego cannot flow with a river of life because it cannot live without. It cannot exist. It cannot maintain a sense of self, a sense of continuity, without a fixed sense of identity. The ego cannot exist when you are constantly transcending yourself. And that is what I am asking you to keep in mind. Surely you will go out. You will be confronted with some old momentum. Simply give it up and accept that you are reborn. Whatever comes back to you, give it up, accept that you are reborn. Whenever a projection comes from any lower state of consciousness, look at it if you need to look for a lie, but do not indulge in it. Do not go in and overanalyze. Look at it and see. For in many cases, my beloved, you have already seen through the lie. You must understand that you can come to a point where your conscious self has seen through the lie, but you will still be confronted with a momentum or even with projections from the mass consciousness. And that is why you can say to yourself, but I thought I had given this up and now I am experiencing it again. What is happening? Well, the reality is that as long as you are in embodiment, as long as you are walking in these denser spheres, you will be confronted with momentums and projections from the mass consciousness. But once you have seen through the lie, what you need to do is become aware that this projection is directed at you, and then simply give it up and accept that you are reborn, that this is not who you are, that you are more than this. You see that if every time your ego projects something at you, you use it to be reborn and accept the higher sense of identity, well then your ego will eventually become so scattered, so frustrated, so blown apart by this constant self-transcendence that it cannot maintain a grip on reality, it cannot maintain a continuous sense of identity, and thus you are simply accelerated beyond it. There may still be remnants of the separate self, as there will be some remnants of it as long as you are in embodiment, but your conscious self no longer identifies itself with it, because your conscious self no longer has a permanent fixed sense of identity that is based on the things of this world. You realize that you are a spiritual being, and you realize that a spiritual being has no fixed sense of identity, but is constantly flowing with the river of life, is constantly transcending its sense of self. And therefore, you do not need to have that fixed, permanent, or semi-permanent sense of identity based on the things of this world. You see that you are more, and you are constantly flowing with it. You are not holding on to that sense of self. Whenever a limitation of your current sense of self becomes apparent to you, you let it go. You are reborn. You accept that you are reborn as more. And thus, the ego simply cannot keep up with you. The prince of this world cannot keep up, my beloved. Do you see that the prince of this world is not an infinite being? The prince of this world is a finite being, meaning that even though there are some who think that the devil has great power, the devil has only finite power, because the devil has only a finite sense of self, and therefore only a finite awareness. Do you see, my beloved, that what the devil wants is to come to you and cause you to accept a fixed sense of identity that holds you back at a certain level, so that he can now run out and start working with other people, getting them to accept a fixed sense of identity. And he wants that when he has made his rounds and comes back, you are still in that fixed sense of identity. But you see, if you transcend that sense of identity and the devil comes back, he will be shocked. He is no longer there. Where is he? And now he will have to try and catch up with your new sense of identity and try to turn that into a fixed sense of identity. And that takes his attention away from all the other people that he has to entrap. And all of a sudden, when enough people transcend their former sense of self, the devil becomes so scattered, the prince of this world becomes so confused that he can no longer keep his sense of control. And thus, even the prince of this world must somehow transcend his old sense of identity in order to keep up with the people who are accelerating, my beloved. And thus you see, everything is pulled up. If I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me, even lifting up the mass consciousness, which is just one expression of what has been traditionally been called the devil. For as Gautama explained last year at New Year's, my beloved, when you go into the temple of the Dark Lord, you see that there is no Dark Lord there. It is all an empty shell. It has no ultimate reality. But do you see that constant self-transcendence is the key to accelerate yourself out of this pull of the gravitational pull of the mass consciousness, so that you simply, whatever they send at you, you use it to transcend your sense of identity, to be reborn. You accept that you are reborn, and thus you are a new being in Christ, and it will take time for your ego or a false teachers on a mass consciousness or other people to catch up with you. And when they eventually catch up with you, as they probably will while you are in physical embodiment, you just immediately allow yourself to be reborn again. And now they have to play catch up. And therefore you come to the point where they are always playing catch up, my beloved. For you have now turned the tables on the money changers, so that they are the ones who have to catch up to you, because you are no longer allowing yourself to remain in that fixed sense of identity where they think they have you under control. And so you see, my beloved, that this becomes sort of a cat and mouse game that you might even for a period find some enjoyment in, where you realize that you are no longer playing the dualistic game or seeking to destroy the opposite dualistic polarity, but you are playing as sort of a higher version of the game of trying to outfox and outsmart and out-transcend the forces of this world, the prince of this world. And you can do so very easily once you truly lock into the process of being reborn. Of course, there will come a point where you are ultimately reborn to the point where you do not even find enjoyment in outfoxing or outsmarting the prince of this world, because that prince has simply become irrelevant to your sense of self, and you are now focused on other things. You are now focused on raising up others and awakening them from the consciousness of death by demonstrating to them how it is possible to be reborn, and by teaching them that they too can be reborn, challenging their present sense of self. So you see, my beloved, this is the initiations of the 12th way, the initiations of not thinking that being reborn is a one-time thing and then you are forever in some fixed identity, but realizing that being reborn is a constant process, my beloved. It is, as we have said, the world is created by a mental image projected onto the matter light, but as we have compared it to a movie that is being projected onto the screen by many individual images being projected onto the screen every second so that your physical senses cannot see the individual movements. Well, so you can come to a point where your sense of self has been reborn, to where you recognize that the entire planet Earth in its present condition of imbalance and lack and poverty is simply a mental image. And if that mental image was changed, then the earth would instantly outpicture a higher reality. Now, my beloved, this is not to say that the earth will instantly shift and outpicture the kingdom of God, for if it was to do so, then too many people would have a shattering of their sense of identity. They could not adjust to the changes, and they would go through a severe identity crisis, which is why the earth must shift gradually and gradually be raised up. Do you see, my beloved, we of the ascended host do indeed have the power, the Elohim do have the power, for they created the earth to instantly direct so much light at the earth that it would shatter the darkness, the imperfect images, the imperfect energies, and the earth would instantly emerge in the purity of its original design. But if they were to do so, most of the people on earth who have descended into a lower state of consciousness would not be able to adjust, and thus they would have to actually be removed from the earth. They would literally die because they would die physically because their sense of self could not adjust to the changes. And they would have to then go to some other planet. And so, given that the fact is that the earth was created as a platform for growth, we have no interest in such in raising the earth, but raising the consciousness of the inhabitants of the earth, which is why changes must happen gradually. And so you see that we walk a very delicate game where we can release a certain amount of light, but we cannot release too much light so that it will shatter the sense of self of too many people on earth. And this is precisely why we need you, who are in embodiment, to tune in and pass that initiation of the 12th ray and allow yourself to be constantly reborn, to be reborn every day, every moment, every time you have a projection of a lower sense of self, of a lower vibration. Simply recognize it for what it is and allow yourself to be reborn as a being who is no longer affected by that lower state of consciousness. When you demonstrate that to other people, even demonstrate that you can allow yourself, your sense of self, to be reborn so that you are no longer the person who had a particular physical disease or an emotional or mental condition, whether it be this or that split in the personality, you can then demonstrate to other people, my beloved, that what is possible for you is possible for them. For as the motto of the Ascended Masters has been for a long time, what one has done, all can do. And this must be demonstrated. But in this age, it is not enough that one person demonstrates this as I did 2,000 years ago. We need many people to demonstrate it so that people can see that what many has done, I too can do. And this is what needs to happen on this threshold to this shift into the Aquarian Age consciousness, the age of freedom, my beloved, which is truly an age of creative freedom. The freedom to recreate not only the sense of self, which essentially is what you are doing when you are reborn, you are recreating the sense of self, but also the freedom to recreate your environment, even recreate the physical environment on this earth that for so many people still seems to be created by forces beyond their control, and therefore they have no power. Humankind has no power to collectively recreate it, my beloved. And thus you will see that both traditional and religion, reinforcing the image that you are separated from God and that you need an external savior, an external religion in order to be saved, and traditional and materialistic science, which says that you are only a sophisticated animal, both of these movements are indeed reinforcing the image that humankind does not have the collective power to change their physical environment beyond what they can do with their physical bodies. Do you see, my beloved, humankind's sense of self can be reborn, as it indeed has been many times over the course of history, my beloved. Take a look at the medieval society in Europe, where they believed the earth was flat. It took some time. It was not that just everybody woke up one morning and said, "Oh yeah, I now see the earth is round." No, it took some time. In fact, some people had to die physically and be reborn again into a new environment before they could accept that the earth was round. But nevertheless, what happened was that the collective sense of self, based on the belief that the earth was flat, died, and humankind's sense of self was reborn based on the new awareness that the earth is round. So you will see many other shifts, my beloved. The Renaissance was a period of many such shifts. The Industrial Revolution, the Scientific Revolution, brought many such shifts. And science is still serving to some degree to bring these shifts, although it has also fallen into taking up the position that the Catholic Church held in the Middle Ages of actually holding back people in a materialistic mindset. Yet you will see in coming decades and years that science itself will indeed be propelled beyond materialism. Materialism cannot maintain its grip on science, just as the old mindset can only maintain its grip on religion and spiritual people for a time, as you indeed see so many spiritual people in today's age who have moved far beyond the mindset that held the people of medieval Europe in the grips of the Catholic Church. Even the Catholic Church has been reborn into a higher sense of self, although still very far from being the true representative of Christ on earth. As indeed, there never will be an institution who can represent Christ, for what is Christ? The process of constant rebirth. And an institution must, of necessity, have some kind of continuity, or it would not be an institution. And so you will see that the very idea that Christ and the teachings of Christ can be institutionalized is simply a dualistic creation that springs, in fact, from the mind of Antichrist. For Christ is constantly moving. Did I not say that I would give you another comforter, that I would pray that the Father would send you another comforter, the Holy Spirit? Well, the Holy Spirit blowed where it listed, and I came to start a movement 2,000 years ago that would be constantly reborn, constantly renewing itself, my beloved. Yet, as always, those who were identified with their egos could not handle this seemingly chaotic state of constant rebirth, and they could not handle the seeming contradictions brought forth by some of the Gnostic teachings, truly some of which were not in attunement with the Ascended Host, but were in attuned with lower spirits, as you see among the channelers of today. Nevertheless, there was a potential for Christianity being a living, breathing movement, constantly transcending itself by maintaining that flow of the Holy Spirit, which is what we today call progressive revelation. And so, it is indeed possible and necessary that Christianity can be reborn into such a living religion, as indeed Buddhism can be reborn, for also the Buddha came to maintain or create such an ongoing sense of bringing forth new teachings and new awareness, my beloved. Can you not see the irony that modern Buddhists are still studying texts that were brought into the physical 2,500 years ago, or more than 2,000 years ago. Can you not see the irony of this, my beloved? Can you not see the irony of Muslims looking back to the Quran brought forth so many centuries ago, yet generally rejecting the tradition seen in the Sufi tradition, the mystical Islam, of bringing forth a new and continually renewed understanding of the deeper mysteries? You see this in every religion. You see it in science. You see it everywhere. This refusal to be reborn, this holding on to the old identity. And then, my beloved, you who are the spiritual people who see it so clearly in the world, now turn around, now look in the mirror, now look at yourself and see how you sometimes hold on to the old sense of identity. How could I so easily be reborn and now I am no more that terrible person I was yesterday? How could that happen so easily? You fall into that subtle reasoning of the prince of this world and the ego, where the ego is saying, as we have explained in previous discourses in this series, oh, you cannot just walk away from me. You cannot just abandon me. You cannot just give it all up. But you see, my beloved, you can. You can. Every time the ego comes at you with some lesser sense of self, you can look at it and say, I give you up, I surrender you, and I accept that I am reborn. And if you will do this constantly, if you will build a habit and a momentum of surrendering and accepting your rebirth, then you will, as I said, outpace the ego and the prince of this world, for they cannot keep up with perpetual rebirth. They cannot keep up with it, my beloved. And thus you will be accelerated beyond it. You will literally accelerate your sense of self beyond the ego. Stop feeding it your light, whereby it will die and be consumed. Even so, as you do with the rosaries, where you are constantly invoking the light to consume that ego and the energy that is feeding it. And so, by taking your own personal ego out of the equation of planet Earth, you will also raise up the mass consciousness. And by showing other people that they can do the same, well, then you will become part of a new awareness, a new awakening, my beloved, that it is possible to rise above the past and to accept that not only am I reborn, but humanity is reborn, society is reborn, planet Earth is reborn, and we can indeed be reborn out of these old sense of identity that causes, that manifests, that outpictures the current imbalance and poverty and all of the diseases of the physical body and all of the other limitations such as warfare and strife and conflict. My beloved, as the Buddha has explained, you cannot undo the duality consciousness by the duality consciousness. You cannot solve a problem by thinking you can analyze it and overcome it. You overcome it only by being reborn, so that the problem can no longer touch you, for the problem was created out of a certain state of consciousness, and when you are reborn out of that state of consciousness, then you are above the problem. The problem then is no longer being fed by you, and as more and more people refuse to feed their light into that state of consciousness, it will eventually become as an empty shell. And then, at one point, some Christed being will come along. For now, enough human beings, a critical mass of human beings, have abandoned that state of consciousness, and a Christed being will come along and challenge it openly, and thus it will collapse, and it will cease to have the hold on the minds of the people. For now, everyone will wake up, my beloved, and say, oh, but it is obvious what is the reality here. It is obvious how the old way of looking at it was a lie. It is now obvious that the earth is round, because one being with a certain Christ attainment dared to outfit three ships and sailed across the ocean and come back and say, I have discovered new land. I have proven that the earth is round. And so you see many of these people throughout history who have appeared in some kind of disguise, often with certain human foibles that made it difficult to see them as Christed beings, but yet they had a certain Christ attainment, and thus they were the instruments for challenging a particular illusion in the mass consciousness. And by doing this publicly and openly, many people were awakened to see the illusion, my beloved. Such as you saw William Wilberforce in England challenge the illusion of slavery and continue to do so for many years, until it finally broke through, and now the people of England look back and say, but how could it have been such a problem to abandon slavery when it is so obvious that this is not right? But you see, it did not seem right until a person with Christ's attainment shattered the illusion, overturned the tables on the money changers so that more people could see it with the outer mind and suddenly accept that shift, that seismic shift in consciousness, whereby everything is new. The perspective is new, for the perspective has changed, and you now see what could not be seen before. And it is so obvious, even though before it was impossible for people to see it. This is what you too can become when you go through this in your own beings. And many of you, my beloved, have indeed come into embodiment, taken on certain diseases of the body in order to demonstrate that you can rise above it. Do you not see already that there was a point not too long ago where cancer was considered a death sentence and where hardly anyone survived this disease? But now there is a new awareness and many people are accepting that it is possible to survive this disease, my beloved. And do you not see that this eventually brings about a shift in consciousness? And there will come a point where the shift has reached the level where cancer will be considered as just any other disease that can be cured. Do you know, my beloved, that before the discovery of penicillin, pneumonia was considered a fatal disease and hardly anyone survived it? But again, a shift occurred in the collective consciousness that brought about the discovery of the cure, and now it is just considered a routine disease that most people survive. This is the case with any limiting condition, including the limiting conditions of the mind, including the lies of traditional religion, the lie that you are a sinner, and that you need an external savior to save you, for you do not have access to the kingdom of God within you, even though Christ said so many years ago. There are so many of these illusions, my beloved, that need to be challenged. And you should look at yourself and seriously begin to consider whether you volunteered to have as part of your divine plan to come into embodiment and in some way challenge one of these illusions that are holding people back. And then you need to seriously come to the point where you can accept that you are now reborn, and you can now accept that you do have the level of Christhood necessary to challenge a particular illusion. And therefore, you will not stand there hemming and hawing about whether you should speak out about this, because you will be so infired from within that the words and the actions will simply flow from within. You are not analyzing, should I do this? Do I have the right to do this? Do I have the attainment to do this? No, you are up and doing. You are simply putting yourself out there, and you are flowing from the fire within your being, the fire that is always there, but that cannot flow until you accept that you are reborn into that higher sense of identity, where you have the right to go into the temples of the world and overturn those tables of the money changers and tell them to their face that they have no right to occupy that position in the temple being a symbol for the minds of the people and a mind, the collective mind of the mass consciousness. They have no right to sit there and hold back the people at that level. And therefore, you overturn their tables and challenge them and say, get thee behind me, Satan, for thou art an offense to me. Thou savest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of men. But I savor the things that be of God, and thus I declare that you are not real, and you have no right to be on this planet, for I have a right to state and claim this planet as the kingdom of God. This is essentially the purpose of my mission, to demonstrate the lie, to challenge the lie, to demonstrate that you can rise above the lie. And when I said that those who believe on me, those who follow the path that I have followed, they shall do the works that I did, and greater works shall ye do. This is precisely the highest vision that I had in mind. Not that you need to do certain miracles that are largely irrelevant in the modern scientific age. What I need you to do is challenge the modern day money changers, those who are holding back the people, the temple priests, those who are keeping the people trapped in a lie, keeping them from their God, keeping them from the kingdom of God within them. And you today can do this in far greater measure than I could do 2,000 years ago, because humankind has progressed in its awareness and understanding, and therefore a much more sophisticated teaching can be brought forth today. And therefore you can then expose more of these lies, more of the lies in the psyche, and how the ego is the inroad that allows the prince of this world and the external forces to control the people through that enemy within. You have so many more tools, so many more opportunities for exposing this lie. And you all have the potential to do this, but you need to accept that you are reborn into that new level of Christhood where you are able to challenge a particular lie and go out and demonstrate, first to a small group of people, but potentially even to larger groups of people, that the lie is not real. It is a lie, and you demonstrate that you have been reborn and accelerated beyond the consciousness of the lie, for it is only a consciousness that springs from unreality. It has no life in it, for it was based on a lie from the very beginning. And thus, this is the vision I hold for you. I already see you as reborn. Will you come to see yourselves as reborn? Will you accept it? And will you then be it in action? That is the question I leave you to ponder, my beloved. For I, Jesus, accept you for who you are right now. But I also accept you for the more that I see, the more that you already are above. If you can only accept it here below, you can be here below all that you are above. Ponder this, my beloved. Ponder it. And then come to the point where you allow yourself to be reborn and you accept that new identity that you now are. And you accept that there is no point whatsoever in going back to the old or recreating it, for you are a new being in Christ.